The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another beautiful episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today, too, we have a beautiful discussion, a beautiful topic of discussion. Before we get into that, let us first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive if we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu Allah has said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Yes, 10 mercies for one salawat. Subhanallah, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is immense and it is showered upon the person who recites salawat. So you continue reciting salawat as much as possible through your day and enjoy receiving the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to look at how is it that we should address people, that we should address situations. Sometimes we do become a little bit upset. Sometimes we may be a little annoyed. But what should be our approach towards people, even if we are feeling upset or annoyed? How is it that we can best get our work done? And today's topic of discussion is gentleness. Yes, because that is the beautiful approach. But before we discuss any further regarding that, inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just after the kalam, we're going to come back to discuss our topic, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانا
کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پہنچا مر مر کے اس سے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلو جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and every time we listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how wonderful we feel how happy we feel how much closer we feel to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin now today we're going to look into the blessed life of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he would approach different people and different situations sometimes people tend to do things that upset us, that angers us, and we need to still be able to approach them and the situation in such a way that does not cause any further disruption, rather brings about peace and gets the task that we want to be achieved, and that is often done through gentleness. That is the way the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. If you study the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you find that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most gentle person. He was so kind, he was so soft, he was so wonderful towards people that alhamdulillah, no matter how they approached him, when they would leave him, many would fall in love with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his akhlaq, with his adab, with the way he treated people, with the way he approached even challenging and difficult situations with such softness, with such humbleness. Sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. There's a beautiful waqi'ah, a narration, a story that took place in the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where someone had approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way that if we were approached in that manner, we would likely become upset. We would likely become intolerant if we are not taking guidance from the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're going to take guidance as to how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had approached that situation. There was someone who was named Zayd. He came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he had done a deal, purchase deal with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a trade. Now Zayd was actually a scholar of the Tawrah. The Tawrah is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Musa alaihi salam. So Zayd, he had studied the Tawrah, he was a scholar of the Tawrah. And when he came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having done that deal with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was to collect the dates that were purchased. But having come 2 days before this due, he started to demand that from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a harsh tone, in such a displeasing tone to the Sahaba ikram. The Sahaba ikram saw what was happening. They saw the situation that he was in the wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the right. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had become very upset. He had become so frustrated and upset with the attitude that Zayd had been showing, with the attitude that Zayd had been displaying, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had threatened Zayd. He had threatened that he is going to be violent towards Zayd because of how disrespectful he was being to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he looked at him with such sternness. And having seen this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then addressed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, telling him radiallahu ta'ala an, that, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, you were supposed to advise him with kindness and softness that he should not be demanding before it's time, and you were supposed to advise me to pay his debt. Allahu Akbar. What a soft, humble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala that now you go with Zayd, you take him and you give him his due and give him more than his due as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sayyidina Umar that yes, give him his due for that which is owed to him and give him more than his due because you had looked at him in such a way that had struck fear in his heart. So now in exchange of that, bring happiness to his heart by giving him even more than his due. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And then Zayd says to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that O Umar radiallahu ta'ala, do you not recognize me? Do you not recognize who I am? I am Zayd. I am the scholar of the Torah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala inquires that why is it that you are behaving like this towards the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Zayd says that I had learned of the signs of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst learning from the Torah, whilst reading and reciting from the Torah, I had learned of the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I have identified that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has all of those signs. There were just two signs more that I was looking for, that I was searching for. And what were those signs? The first sign was gentleness, being gentle. And today I have seen that sign in the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second sign was that the more one increases in being disrespectful and ignorant towards him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more he increases in being polite and gentle towards that person. Allahu Akbar. And then Zayd takes the shahada that I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wow, how amazing and what an amazing sight, what an amazing scene, what an amazing scenario had taken place that he had found all of the signs that he was looking for in the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so soft and so kind and so gentle towards him that this has touched his heart and he knew that this was a sign of the final messenger of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is encouraged in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam that when they are going to Fir'aun, then they should speak to Fir'aun with softness, with kindness, in a gentle manner. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, this was the approach that Allah Azza wa Jalla had commanded Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun alayhim as-salam to have. And they had had this approach with Fir'aun. Now we know that Fir'aun was a tyrant ruler. We know that Fir'aun was very harsh. We know that Fir'aun would kill people unjustly. Fir'aun would kill children unjustly. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yet still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had advised Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam that still speak to him with kindness, speak to him with softness, that perhaps he may recall the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he may begin to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an, he would say that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, this is your gentleness. This is your kindness to the one who had claimed divinity. Because Fir'aun had claimed eventually, he said that, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Fir'aun had claimed that he was the Lord. مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh رضي الله تعالى عنه would say, Oh Allah عز وجل, this is your kindness, your gentleness towards the one who had claimed divinity. Then what will be your kindness? What will be your gentleness towards the one who proclaims your wahdaniyya, to the one who says that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah? Subhanallah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the one who proclaims the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she also reports the beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah Azza wa Jal is gentle. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal is gentle, and Allah Azza wa Jal loves gentleness, and through gentleness Allah Azza wa Jal grants that which He Azza wa Jal does not grant through harshness or any other means. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When we are gentle, when we are soft, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us such favors that we cannot achieve by being harsh. That many a times we might find ourselves in situations where we have the option of being gentle or we have the option of being harsh. But when we adopt the option of being harsh, we achieve much less. Whilst when we adopt the option of being gentle, we achieve much more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us through that gentleness. Allah azza wa jal grants us that which we would not be able to achieve through harshness. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, what we accomplish by gentleness cannot be accomplished by harshness. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, we see it again and again in our lives, that what we can accomplish through gentleness, we cannot accomplish through harshness. Sometimes we are faced with some challenge that we need to discuss something with someone, or someone who's harsh towards us. And if we return that with harshness, then we don't get ahead in the relationship. If we wish for someone to do something and we are harsh towards them, then we build a rebellion. We build a stubbornness in that person, and thus our tasks are not accomplished. Whilst if we were gentle towards them, if we were kind towards them, if we were soft towards them, then subhanallah azza wa jalla, we find that people are willing. People are willing to assist us. People are willing to take instructions, or rather take suggestions from us, and whatever we want to be accomplished, people are very happily fulfilling those tasks. This is the result of softness. This is the result of gentleness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we learn, even in English there's a beautiful saying, that with kindness, with gentleness, you can pull an elephant by a hair. But you can pull an elephant by a hair with softness, with gentleness, with kindness. This is how we are, and this is how people are as well. If we are soft towards them, we give suggestions instead of instructions. If we give our suggestions in a soft tone, in a kind tone, in a respectful tone, in a loving tone, then subhanallah azza wa jalla, we'll find people waiting to listen to our suggestions, waiting for the opportunity to fulfill that which we request of them to fulfill. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this gentle nature of a believer as well, so beautifully. In a beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a believer practices ease and is gentle the way a reined camel complies with any direction it is pulled in, and it sits on a rock when it is made to sit. Allahu Akbar, that a believer is so soft, is so gentle, just like the camel that has its rein on. The reins of a camel with which a rider or someone may lead the camel in any direction, and the camel would simply comply. If you were to pull it to the left, it would go to the left. If you were to pull it to the right, it would go to the right. If you were to make it sit upon a rock which is uncomfortable as well, it would sit as well. The believer is so easygoing and so soft and so gentle, just like this camel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. This is the way we should be. We should be soft, we should be kind. And we find that many a times people are soft and are kind and are gentle with their superiors. But what good is that? Just being soft and kind with your superiors? Anyone can do so. But it takes a person of good akhlaq. It takes a person of good character to be soft to their juniors as well. Sometimes we find that in the work environment we are very soft and gentle with people, but at home with our own children, we don't feel the same kindness, we don't feel the same softness and gentleness. At times we find that people are very gentle outside the home, but within the home with their own spouses, they are not soft, they are not kind, and they are not gentle. Why is it that we should have such a double standard, such a different way outside and a different way inside? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was soft, kind, and gentle even within his blessed home as well as outside his blessed home. And if we adopt this, then we will see that even our families will be very willing to assist us, will be very willing to take our suggestions and to implement our suggestions just by our request, in a soft, in a kind, in a gentle way. Not only in that situation where we want to be listened to, but all the time. This should be the character of a believer. And character is such that it's always with you. Not that it's with you only when you need something and not with you when you don't need something. It should always be there. That softness, that kindness, that gentleness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Remember, people look towards us and they search for the character of Islam. And the character of Islam is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should see that and they should be drawn towards the beautiful deen of Islam by seeing the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam manifested in the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us towards the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If only we implement his kindness and his gentleness, really just our presence, just interacting with us will become a means of da'wah to the world. It will be an invitation towards Islam that people don't know how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. But when they see us as Muslims and they say, wow, what an amazing gentleness, kindness and character. So this is how their beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them to be naturally, whether they like it or not. The hearts will open towards the deen of Islam by the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed character being displayed to the world. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us and give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stay tuned, continue watching Madani channel, continue your salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah Azza wa Jal we will meet again soon on the next episode of The Challenges of Youth. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.